The early 20th century witnessed an unprecedented collision of empires, ideologies, and social orders that would forever alter human history. In the Welsh mining town of Aberowen, 13-year-old Billy Williams descends into the suffocating darkness of a coal pit for his first day of work. Abandoned in complete blackness by a vindictive supervisor, Billy sings hymns to comfort himself until rescued, earning the nickname Billy with Jesus. Meanwhile, across Europe, aristocrats enjoy their final moments of splendor. At the Welsh estate of Earl Fitzherbert, King George V and Queen Mary are honored guests at an opulent dinner where fine wines and political discussions flow freely. This stark contrast between a boy fighting for survival underground and the glittering wealth above captures the fundamental inequality that defined pre-war society, a world poised on the edge of catastrophe. Through the intertwined lives of five remarkable families, we witness history's great turning points from uniquely personal perspectives. The Williams family, Welsh coal miners fighting for workers' rights. The aristocratic Fitzherberts, desperately clinging to their privilege. The von Ulrichs, German diplomats caught between duty and conscience. The Peshkov brothers, whose paths diverged dramatically during the Russian Revolution. And the Duars, representing America's emerging global influence. These families cross paths in ways both intimate and profound. Earl Fitzherbert begins a forbidden affair with housemaid Ethel Williams, while his sister, Lady Maud, falls in love with German diplomat Walter von Ulrich. When Archduke Franz Ferdinand is assassinated in Sarajevo, the carefully balanced system of alliances collapses, and these personal connections are tested against the machinery of war. The Battle of the Somme stands among the most devastating sequences in historical fiction. After officers confidently tell soldiers they'll find nothing but dead Germans following a week-long artillery barrage, Billy watches in horror as thousands of his comrades are cut down by machine guns that survived the bombardment. When 16-year-old Owen Bevan breaks down in terror, he's court-martialed for cowardice and executed by firing squad, a heartbreaking illustration of war's cruel indifference to human suffering. The war accelerates social change as women enter the workforce, labor movements gain strength, and revolutionary ideas spread across borders. Yet the novel never loses sight of the devastating human cost. Millions dead, families shattered, and a generation's innocence lost in the mud of France. Through Grigory Peshkov's eyes, we witness Russia's transformation from czarist autocracy to revolutionary experiment. When the last Romanov refuses the crown, Grigory thinks of his mother, killed during Bloody Sunday when peaceful protesters were massacred. Rest now, mother. We have done it. We made a revolution. But idealism quickly confronts harsh reality as the Bolsheviks seize power and civil war erupts. When Grigory returns from fighting to find party leaders enjoying special privileges while ordinary Russians starve, he realizes they've become the new nobility. This disillusionment reaches its tragic peak when his old comrade is executed as a counter-revolutionary, shot in a courtyard, their blood staining the snow bright red beneath the revolutionary flag. The promise of equality has given way to new forms of oppression. A pattern that would define much of the 20th century. Amid political upheaval and violence, several poignant love stories cross national, class, and ideological boundaries. Lady Maud Fitzherbert and Walter von Ulrich marry secretly on the eve of war, their union symbolizing human connections that transcend national hatreds. When they reunite after years of separation, Walter, now part of the German delegation to Versailles, is devastated by the punitive peace terms imposed on his country. Maud, sharing his distress, decides to leave England and follow him to Germany despite certain social ostracism. "Whither thou goest, I will go. Thy people shall be my people." In post-war Berlin, they struggle with hyperinflation and political instability. Maud, once an aristocrat who never lifted a finger, now cooks and cleans while secretly playing piano in a nightclub to earn money. Their love endures these hardships, offering a counterpoint to the hatred dominating international relations.
The Treaty of Versailles represents the novel's tragic climax, a moment when vindictiveness triumphed over wisdom. Through Walter's perspective, we experience Germany's humiliation, forced admission of Seoul war guilt, massive reparations, loss of territory, and military restrictions that would fuel resentment for decades. The terms are devastating, Walter realizes, wondering if the Allies intend to turn Germany into a slave camp. Meanwhile, women and workers make unprecedented gains in rights and representation. Ethel Williams rises from housemaid to labor organizer and suffragist, while Billy enters Parliament representing the miners whose lives and dignity he's fought to protect. When Walter's cousin mentions joining the National Socialists and newspapers report the arrest of an obscure agitator named Adolf Hitler, these seemingly minor details foreshadow the catastrophe to come. By 1924, the old order has crumbled. Four empires have fallen, millions lie dead, and new nations struggle for stability across redrawn borders. The novel's final image perfectly encapsulates its themes. Ethel forces Earl Fitzherbert to shake hands with Lloyd, his illegitimate son. This moment symbolizes not just personal reconciliation, but broader social transformation. The erosion of class barriers, recognition of human dignity regardless of birth, and acknowledgement of past wrongs. In that symbolic gesture, the old world reluctantly gives way to the new. Through this sweeping narrative, we're reminded that history is not merely a sequence of events, but a complex interplay of individual choices and social forces. The legacy of this shattered world continues to echo in our contemporary challenges, from international conflicts to social inequality, making this story not just historical fiction, but a mirror reflecting our own times.